This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Green iguanas are reptiles mostly native to Central and South America. But in Florida, they're considered an invasive species with no natural predators, and their numbers have grown rapidly in recent years. They thrive in hot temperatures, and last winter was mild. So this year, there are iguanas everywhere, and they're destructive. They hurt plants, damage roofs, burrow onto sidewalks, and carry salmonella that can harm pets. That's created a new business opportunity in Florida for iguana control. In Miami, Veronica Zaragovia reports.
The green iguana problem has gotten so bad that Florida's Wildlife Conservation Commission is encouraging people to kill the animals on their own property whenever possible. Laura Mirabito, who owns a home in Hollywood about 20 miles from Miami, was uncomfortable with that idea.
I've tried everything in order not to have to kill these animals.
She hung mothballs and shiny CDs to scare them out of her yard. Then her dog ate iguana feces and got salmonella.
Once the dog got sick and almost died, it was time.
Mirabito's husband, Andrew, says the reptiles also ate all of their new flowers.
They cost me a bunch of money. Now they've harmed my pets, so that's where I drew the line, and I'm ready to go to war with them now.
Actually, they hired Redline Iguana Removal to go to war with them.
You see them just try to whip me there?
Yeah.
That's your defense mechanism. When they're
Blake Wilkins is trying to catch an iguana about as big as his forearm. An adult can get as big as 5 feet. He started Redline with Perry Collado about a year ago. Redline's clients are homeowners, but also golf courses, hotels, and other businesses. Redline charges anywhere from $50 to $650 for one home treatment. Collado says the company has plenty of work, and so do his competitors.
Iguanas reproduce very rapidly, and you know they're definitely keeping us busy throughout the day.
Redline may be making money, but the reptiles cost other businesses. Howard Tonkin owns a landscape business. He says iguanas destroy his clients' plants. Then he has to put in something else, and he eats the cost.
So it's just a process of trial and error replacing those plants until we get something going for the client where they're going to be happy.
Meanwhile, the state still permits people to have iguanas as pets. In Miami, I'm Veronica Zaragovia for Marketplace.